talked to him last week. We actually FaceTimed him, me and Von Miller. So,
really?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's in positive. His spirit is still positive. He's still optimistic that he'll be back during training camp. And, you know, I think that, you know, as the days go on, they're getting closer and closer, and hopefully he'll be back because we definitely miss him out here.
What do you
think
of
squished that? Together like the internship?
Yeah.
So, do you talk about football on it? Do you tell him what he's missing?
Nah, you try not to talk about business too much. Obviously, we want to know what's going on, but really, we were just calling him and telling him we miss him, man. We actually FaceTimed him from his locker. And Von was like, I'm wearing your shoes today. I'm like, I'm going to wear your shirt today just so you out there with us. So, he kind of enjoyed that. I could tell that he definitely missed being out here, and he wants to be a part of this. And hopefully, he'll be back soon.
Well, you got to get paid a lot. You got to go through the free agency process and get your contract. What do you think of the mechanism of the franchise tag and what maybe he's going through?
Well, I mean, one thing that, you know, a lot of people don't realize is when you're going, you're playing in a one-year deal, it's a lot of things that's going in your head. As much as, you know, you guys want to say, like, don't think about it or don't think about this, don't think about that, of course it's going to cross your mind because you're talking about a lot of money at stake. So when you're playing these one-year deals, obviously it's a lot of stress on you. No matter how much you don't want it to be, it's going to happen. I mean, we're all human. So, of course, you know, when you're playing at a you're playing with a franchise tag, you're going to be thinking about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's all Demaryius's business. And I think the Elway and you know, our agent Todd, because now I'm with Todd Francis also, I think that they're going to work it out, and he'll be back.
Are you trying to get some, like, inside info, like texting Todd?
I just let them handle it. You know, I've been through this with Mike Wallace when I was in Pittsburgh, and those guys, they ended up working it out some type of way.
Is it easy when you guys are Skyping like that, is it easy to kind of separate that business and friendship?
Of course.
That,
I mean, he's my friend. He's my friend first. He's my friend first, and everybody understands. I mean, Demaryius isn't the first guy to sit out, you know, in the National Football League. It happens. You know, that's just part of the business side of things. And, you know, he's my friend first. We understand that he's just trying to do what's best for his family, and, you know, and the Broncos understand that too, and hopefully they come to agreement.
A lot of focus has been on the offense's changes for offensive line or Peyton or running backs. What kind of changes have you and the wide receivers had to see during the practice?
Well, it's definitely different. I mean, you talk about going from a no-huddle offense to an offense that's huddling up to an offense that is predicated off running the football and then throwing it. So it's different. It's a totally different setup. But I tell you what, the more and more I'm in it, you know, just going against Akib and Chris Nam today, just off the play action, I mean, they walked over to me and were like, man, you're getting ready to have a good year, you know, because, you know, we can get the run game going and just use my vertical speed and on crossing routes and all these different combination of routes is based off the play action. And, you know, I think the offense will be successful, especially with Peyton Manning at the helm.
A good year, Emmanuel. Last year, you and Demaryius both had over 100. A good year this year might be 80.
Yeah. I think a good year this year is winning the Super Bowl first. It don't matter about the stats, but yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, of course, obviously, it's not going to be one of those offenses. Well, I'm praying that it is, you know, but obviously it's not going to be one of those offenses where you're going to have two receivers catch over 100 passes and things of that sort. So, you know, hopefully, you know, my goal is just to really, you know, try to get 1,000 yards and just help this team win ball games.
It's no longer wide receiver heaven.
I mean, 18 is still at the helm now. You never know.
In this business, the guy that was your friend last year might not be here this year. How do you prevent that from affecting team chemistry?
In terms of Demaryius?
No, obviously, it's motivated by Demaryius, and I'm not saying that, you know, I expect him to be here too. You know that there's a big turnover in the locker room every year.
And that's the nature of the business. You know, you got – when you're in the National Football League, you gotta understand. And all last year, Coach Fox was saying, "Hey, next year the same guys aren't gonna be in this room," and we understand that. That's the nature of the National Football League. So, obviously, you build relationships with these guys, and you build camaraderie with these guys, and you want the best for them. And if they move on to another team, you hope nothing but the best for them. But yeah, you got to move on. And I'm still representing the Denver Broncos as an organization, and I'm going to try to go out and make as many of his plays and just help this organization bring a championship to the city.
When Foxy said that, did you ever think that he might have been talking about himself?
Nah. He was talking about everybody in the room. Obviously, around here is championship, and that's what we're thinking. So, you know, that was just a part of it.
You're a Houston guy. Has it been scary watching what's going on back at home?
I was actually back home this weekend, it was pretty bad. I mean, I was out, and I was actually watching a Rockets game, and I mean, it was raining hard for like an hour. So my grandma, she calls me. She's like, "You better get home." I didn't even know what was going on. So I'm driving home, and you know, I see a lot of cars on the side of the road, like floating. I'm driving in my Lamborghini, so it's like, it's pretty bad. I think I lost like 10 pounds trying to get home, but luckily, you know, I made it home safe. But you know, that's definitely a sad situation out there. A lot of people, you know, a couple people lost their lives, and it's definitely sad, man. And you know, I think that the city of Houston is definitely going to recover. And, you know, everybody out there is definitely in our prayers.
So, were you at the Rockets game?
No, okay. I was actually just watching. Yeah, just watching the game.
Lambo in the rain.
I didn't think it was going to be that bad. It ended up being historic, though. So,
Grandma's looking out for you, though.
Exactly. She was worried.
How has Cody looked to you through this offseason? You know, he's obviously being looked at for a lot of playing time this year. How's he looked?
I think Cody is ready. I mean, you talk about a guy that came out with a rookie class last year that people have said is one of the best rookie classes of all times, and they're not even mentioning his name. So I think that it's just feeding off that energy alone, and I think that he has all the capabilities of the rest of the rookies that he came on with. I mean, you talk about a guy that was a second-round pick, so I think that he's ready for his opportunity, and I think that he's going to make the most of it.
These coaches are pretty spirited. Is there a moment that I got to do one more cup of my stuff here?
This is... Yeah, I mean, but that's what you want. You want a coach that brings a lot of energy. Even Kubiak, he told us today. Some of the greatest, every great team that he's been on, they talked a lot. They communicated a lot. And when you're out on the football field and you're talking and you're communicating, it's bringing energy within everybody. And I think that the coaches do a good job of doing that and bringing energy to this team.